Good morning once again, and welcome to the Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 13. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. We read, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love." This sermon this morning will begin with a doxology, for our text surely leads us into praise. He has delivered us. God has done it. God has done the work. Christian friend, God has delivered you from the power of sin and the power of death. We have great cause to praise Him this morning. God has done it through the once-for-all sacrifice of His Son Jesus on the cross, and He has guaranteed it by His resurrection. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Notice in our text that Paul is speaking to believers here. Believers who were once under the power of darkness, for they once dwelt in the kingdom of darkness. But now they dwell in the kingdom of the Son. This morning, I wish to tell you a tale of these two kingdoms. The first is the kingdom of darkness, for the power of darkness rules that land. The second is the kingdom of the Son of His love. Now, some have tried to gain dual citizenship, thereby becoming citizens of both kingdoms. But you see, both kingdoms have an unalterable law and statute that outlaws that practice. So if you're of that volition, get that out of your head right now. To belong to one kingdom prohibits you from belonging to the other. First, let us look at the kingdom of darkness. Some dwelt there in times past, and many dwell there still. In fact, the population of the kingdom of darkness exceeds that of the other kingdom, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few that find it. The kingdom of darkness has a great many states or provinces. Nobody knows exactly how many, but there are some provinces that are quite well known, and you've probably heard of them. There is the state called worldliness. Its inhabitants are weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. In that place, death always comes unexpectedly. Adjacent to that kingdom, right next door, is that province of stubbornness. Some have always dwelt in that place, but some dwelt in another state in the kingdom of darkness and have moved here in middle age and in old age, not willing to give up their citizenship of the kingdom of darkness, but not quite content to dwell and the part of the kingdom of darkness which they dwelt in times prior. Those who dwell in this province are especially those who walk according to the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. Nearby, and I think that this province is to the south of the east, though I'm not quite sure. There is the province of respectability. Its residents are quite proud of living in this place. There is much human wisdom there, self-esteem and self-help are celebrated as the great virtues of the place. There are churches all throughout this territory, even though it dwells within the confines of the kingdom of darkness. Even the tombs of its dead are whitewashed and beautifully presented. And this has caused some who have come from this place to write a letter back to its people, noting the parallels that exist between the conditions in the state of respectability and the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 23. But this letter has been largely discredited by the people who dwell in respectability. Though the regions of the kingdom of darkness are very different, there are some things that unify these regions. First, they have a common ruler, he who embodies the power of darkness. Some call him Satan, the accuser of the brethren. Some call him Apollyon, the prince of demons. Some call him an angel of light. Still others refuse to acknowledge that he exists at all. In the state of respectability in this place, there are a great number of institutions of higher learning, and in those places, this is the most popular view. The second thing that unifies the people of this kingdom, or the second characteristic of it, is that there are no helpers there. It has been written of this people in the book of the prophet Moses, "And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you." These people have many friends, but with the friends that they have no need of enemies. And so there are no enemies there, only friends. The citizens of the kingdom of darkness all share the same fate. For it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Those who say, this is all there is, will be proven wrong in that day. For all of those who die citizens of the kingdom of darkness, never renouncing this citizenship, will go from a life of hell to an eternity in hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. But there is another kingdom, the kingdom of the Son. This kingdom is founded in God's love, for through the perfect sacrifice of its King, the King Himself, sinners are able to gain citizenship in it. Come to the foot of the cross, and the Lord is willing to stamp your passport with the ink of His blood. This kingdom is a different kind. You know the strangest thing about the kingdom of the Son? Is that one can live in one province or another province, and yet can dwell in all of its provinces all at the same time. This, it has been said, is what it means to be in Christ. There is the province of peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Many who have come here have come from the province called false peace in the kingdom of darkness. And they now know true peace because they know He who is the author of peace, the very sovereign of this kingdom. Then there is the province of joy. Christ Jesus is found here too. Many saints have experienced joy despite tough trials and circumstances. And they have testified, as David did. It is even written on the gates of this place, in your presence is fullness of joy. Then there is the land of deliverance. Now some have said that it's next to the land of salvation, and some have said that this is actually the same province. I'm not certain myself, or if they are separate provinces, if there are any boundary lines at all. But in this place, hearts come to give thanks. And it is often heard quoted in these parts, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Are there any who still live under the power of darkness? You have chosen this, if you do, that you may leave for a better kingdom today. If you had not given us a thought, you would not have come here this morning, or you would not be listening to this via whatever media you are listening to at the moment. So this morning, you dwell in another state, which is more properly a part of the kingdom of darkness, if you have not made the transition yet. But it exists somewhere along the road between the two kingdoms. The state we call the state of conviction. The state of conviction is the road that leads out of the kingdom of darkness. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so this is God's agent to bring you to Him. But it is not enough to simply enter through the state of conviction, even to the kingdom of the Son. For beyond the state of conviction, there is a chasm, a great gulf fixed, which no man can cross. If you be in the state of conviction right now, pray the Lord that He might save your soul. And the king of the place will let down the bridge over that chasm that you might cross from the kingdom of darkness into the land of the kingdom of the Son. So I urge you, friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Saved from what? From the power of darkness into what? Into the kingdom of the Son. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your truth. Those of us who are citizens of this great kingdom, praise you this morning and glorify you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do in our lives. We rejoice with joy inexpressible, even in the midst of those deep trials through which we now are experiencing. For we know that Thou art with us through these times. Lord God, if there are any who have come here this morning who are still citizens of the kingdom of darkness, who perhaps have come to a state of conviction this morning through the power of your word and the power of your gospel, may such a one cast aside his or her pride and rebellion and accept the free gift of salvation, which comes only through knowing the King, your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in His name, and through no other name, that one might receive the salvation of the soul and a home in heaven. Lord God, superintend every aspect of this service. In this day, may all be done to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.